Right, good morning. It's a good start. I forgot where I was going to start. Okay, so as you've been hearing, 2 months ago we were at Soul Survivor with the RCC Youth and Torch Youth with Jane. So, could I have the PowerPoint on the back, please? Nope, okay. Right, so, yeah. Anna, am I going to have to go and do it all? Right, so Soul Survivor is an interdenominational youth event run by Soul Survivor Church in Watford. It runs over 4 weeks, one in Scotland, one in Stafford, and two down south in Shepton Mallet. And they've got a fifth week for families as well. And I don't have the figures for this year, but last year they had 26,000 people there, which, according to Wikipedia, so I don't know if you believe it, is more than the population of Rugeley. So, the reason I wanted to talk about Soul Survivor, what I wanted to talk about was unity. A big part of Soul Survivor is the fact that there are a lot of different denominations there. You've got Methodists, the Anglicans, Catholics, us. So I really felt while I was there, God was just prompting me about unity because everyone there was united, worshipping one God. And I just found that amazing because we always think, oh, they're Methodists, we don't talk to them. Okay, no one's quite that bad, but you know what I mean. So I really felt God prompt me to talk about the unity that was there. Okay. First, what I want to talk about is a common problem in churches today. It's not a nice thing to talk about, but it's an easy trap to fall into. What we often do is look at the number of people here and equate that to how well we're doing as a church. We see there's more people here this week and think we're doing well, or fewer people and we're not doing as well. And if someone leaves a church, there can be that spark of resentment. These are all human things, and I'm not justifying it. It's not right, okay? But it is human. The world we live in today says the way you achieve popularity, you have to be popular to be anyone, okay? And that's not what we want in a church. A phrase that I've heard quite a lot recently is, I don't care where you go, as long as you're going to church, and that's the mentality we should be in. So, as long as you're going to church, that's all that matters. Doesn't matter where you go. It's the same God. And to justify that, I am going to go to Ephesians 4, chapter 4, and they'll be on the screen behind me, hopefully. Okay? And in the spirit of unity, I would like everyone to read it together. Okay? So, there is one body and one spirit. And now to verse 11. Well, that makes it easier for me. So I'm going to go back to verse 4. The body Paul is talking about is the body of Christ, which is what he often uses to talk about the church. So what he's saying there is only one church and one spirit, one Lord Jesus, one God, who is in everything. He permeates our every being, and he's in all of us. Every single person who has invited the Holy Spirit into their lives has these three different distinct but unified persons in their body. And it unites us all. It is the same God, the same Spirit, the same Jesus. So I'm not here to talk about whether or not we should have denominations. That's for a different day. What I do want to talk about, though, is why we should be united. Okay? So, in verse 11, Paul's talking about everyone being the one body, but we're all different. So there's apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. We are all completely different, and we all have different anointings. But if we're all different, how can we be united? Sorry, I'm going to blame Wendy for this. She's taken up all my space. Unity is the state of being united or joined as a whole. Okay? What people often mistake for unity is uniformity, which is the quality or state of being in the same, in all cases, at all times, unchanging in form or character. Now, look at the person next to you. Are they the same as you? No? Look at the person next to you. Are they in the same building as you? Are they in the same body as you? Not physical body, obviously. In the first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 12, verse 18, Paul talks about the bodies. This is taken from the New Living Translation. Our bodies have many different parts, but one God has put each part where he wants it to be. How strange a body would be if it only had one part. Okay? So we're not called for unity and uniformity. We're called for unity and diversity. Look at the person next to you and say, you're different to me. And look at the person on the other side of you and say, we're still united, even though you're different. Okay? So we are united in our diversity. Every person is different. Every person is united. Okay? So, it's fine talking about the biblical reasons why we should be united, but when we look at the Catholics with their confession and Anglican choirs, how does that fit with our guitars and our basses? You know, we only had a guitar today, or Levi's ukulele. The short answer is they don't fit. But it's the same God who unites everything. We don't have to act the same. We don't have to believe exactly the same thing. Personally, I think that as long as the fundamental understanding is the same, then that's all we need to be united. A good way of telling it is the Apostles' Creed, which, if you don't know what that is, come and see me after. I don't have time to go into it today. But if you look at the Apostles' Creed, it sets out a list of fundamental beliefs that as Christians we should all believe. And that, along with believing that the Bible is the true and inspired word of God, and that Jesus' body was given and his blood was shed so that we could have everlasting life. These are the fundamentals of Christian life, and if we believe them, then why can't we be united? Sorry, I've lost my ending. I don't know where it's gone. There it is. So, although we have differences between our acts, between our prayers, between our worship, and people interpret things different ways, it doesn't mean we should fall out. But going back to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 3, Paul calls us to all be joined in love. So even if we fall out, we should still love each other and agree to disagree and move on. As long as what someone's believing isn't fundamentally against what the church believes and isn't absolutely unquestionably against what the Bible teaches, we should be working together with them. That's why I believe events like Soul Survivor are so important to us as Christians, because we can just go into a room with all these different people who maybe every Sunday would think something or act slightly different to us, and just worship this one God in complete unity. And I just find that amazing, because as Christians we often profess to have the answers to life, but then people who aren't Christians look at us and see all this division between us, and if they look at us divided, how can they then understand that we have the route to the one God? We all have the same route, even though we act differently. What we need to do is act together and be seen to be acting together, because it is so important just to be joined in that. And it's so much more powerful when we all come together. We don't have our own separate meetings. And obviously there's a place for that, Richard. I'm not saying we should go and all meet in the town every week, but yeah. I wanted to finish by sharing something. On Thursday night, we were at Victory, Dad and I, for a worship evening. And one thing I really felt God say to me while I was there was, I'm bringing revival to Rugeley, and this is where it starts. With us joining together, going to each other's events, with Victory sat amongst you, and you wouldn't know, well, apart from maybe Chris. He stands out a bit. Stand up, Chris. See? No. It's okay, you can sit down. We have to be unique. And Chris, with his green hair and his green t-shirt, is unique. But we're still unified with him and with you and with all of us. Okay? So yeah, God is bringing revival to Rugeley, and it starts with us uniting.